specifically the NBA, and what Commissioner Stern has done and how you see it benefiting from his leadership?
Well, generally speaking, he's done a tremendous job of marketing. For all of his excellence, you have to concede that the timing was great for him, because during his commissionership, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, ultimately Michael Jordan were all in the mix, and that helped to popularize the league. And then you had very significant characters on a level just beneath them, the Charles Barkleys, the Isaiah Thomases, the Karl Malones, the John Stockton's. The league was just brimming with appealing, interesting, dynamic players and personalities. And on top of it, there was a long stretch in which the best and most appealing players were consistently getting onto the sport's biggest stage. It seemed like almost every year, the Lakers with Magic and Kareem and Pat Riley at the helm, or Bird's Celtics, or then Jordan's Bulls, were getting to the finals, and they'd be playing the Pistons, or they'd be playing the Phoenix Suns with Barkley, or the Utah Jazz a couple of times. I mean, you cannot arrange these kinds of matchups on a regular basis, but it seemed to always happen for the NBA. So when people talk now about, is LeBron James the next Michael Jordan? First of all, I don't think there'll ever be another Michael Jordan. There won't be the combination of factors that allowed that to happen. But first of all, LeBron and the Cavaliers have to get to the NBA Finals. Until that happens, you don't have those kind of iconic moments that fix a player and fix a team in the public's mind.